Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I don't know if you heard about it, but Department of Homeland Security, the ones that are trying to put the fear in every person, you know, is like, oh, who's the, right. Say, what is their, what is the,
it's not funny. It's not even funny. It's sad.
Is that how you're, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I started chuckling. It's like, oh my goodness.
You know, laughed?
It's not funny.
You know, you're right. It's not. It's not. And that, somebody said, you know, what is the job description for Department of Homeland Security? Mm-hmm. It's the Department of Homeland, I guess you would call it like fearity. I mean, their job is to produce fear. I mean, like searching mm-hmm. four-year-olds getting on planes. And they are, their job also is to kind of grease the borders, you know, or it makes it slippery. So when you're actually coming to violate the Constitution, you just, if you get close enough to America right now, that they put enough money on the borders to buy enough lubricant where where they can just slide in, you know, what they want to do to our country, because they're not even protecting our borders. And now they're doing a video. They just did a video they put out in Houston. It's called, you know, Department of Homeland Security. You can see this on the, I'm looking at it right now on the torch, the VFN torch. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. But it's an active shooter, how to survive an active shooter. If somebody comes into your building with a shotgun. Now, this is the same government that's trying to tell you right now that they want to take away your Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they're telling you they want to take away your guns. They're telling you how to survive a shooter. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard somebody say yesterday the self-defense in a the only way you can the self-defense in a gunfight is to shoot.
Right.
You gotta, you know, if they're shooting at you, you need to be able to
shoot back.
That's right.
And so, but in this thing, you gotta hear this. I don't want to play a part of you, but this is actually the Department of Homeland Security, and they have this guy. He's going in, and you can see this video on the torch. He's going in with a big black bag, and he's walking in there, and all of a sudden, he walks into this foyer of this building. These people are going in, coming, getting on elevators, whatever, and pulls out a sawed-off shotgun with a pistol grip. You know, it's like, thank you for encouraging us saying that God will protect us, you know. And they're telling you how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, they're telling you they want your guns, you know. And murder has been illegal for a long time, but they still do it. If you tell a bad guy that he can't have guns and he wants guns, he or she, they'll get them.
Yeah.
And if they it'll only be the good guys to give their guns up. And the Second Amendment says you don't have to unless you willingly give up our Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so here he is. And so he makes his training film, and their Department of Homeland Security is putting this out. They're putting this out. They put it right out right after what happened in Aurora, Colorado. You know, up there, right there, as soon as that happened, they wanted to be able to bring this in right here. I mean, you got to check this out. Now, he's walking in a moment. It's called Run, Hide, or Fight.
It may feel like just another day at the office. But occasionally, life feels more like an action movie.
So you have to understand that he's walking into a building. They have a picture, and they're flashing from office space to office space. And this guy's walking up the sidewalk like a shooter would look like that was coming in and stuff. And so you're hearing this voice take place in there. Okay.
But occasionally, life feels more like an action movie than reality.
Well, this is our government. Life feels like an action movie.
Wow.
You know. Oh. It's like, are you serious? This is our government. This is our tax dollars at work.
Mm.
This is our Department of Homeland Security. Okay, listen up.
The authorities are working hard to protect you and to protect our public spaces.
You have to understand, now they're all in the elevators, they're in the foyers and all that, and this guy's walking into the foyer with a big black bag right now, and he's about to pull out a sawed-off shotgun a pistol grip shotgun.
But sometimes bad people do bad things. Their motivations are different. The warning signs may vary, but the devastating effects are the same.
He's in.
And unfortunately, you need to be prepared for the worst.
You have to understand now, this is our government that just showed a man walking in a building, shooting people in the forehead. They shot women, shot men. He's popping shells off. Mm-hmm. This just happened in a theater in Aurora, which there's already fear amongst the people. Listen, you know, God is the one that protects us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if we have fear, I mean, that's what terrorism is about. Terrorism is about, they use fear. You notice they never really do, they can never do anything big, but they keep doing things that create fear. If enough men who are created in the image and likeness of God and in the church gets fearful, then fearful is Satan's faith to fulfill what he wants done.
Right.
But our confidence and our surety and our faith, which is the opposite of fear, and fear is false evidence appearing real, our faith actually gives us confidence that God will protect us and God will begin to deal with these type of things. But if you get fearful, and they're producing fear, they're denying God, pulling his name off of everything, pulling his Ten Commandments down, trying to take our guns, denying our Constitution, bringing in everything that's against him, and now they're trying to establish fear. This is a strategy of second heaven. Listen up.
If you were ever to find yourself in the middle of an active shooter event, your survival may depend on whether or not you have a plan. The plan doesn't have to be complicated. There are three things you could do that make a difference. Run, hide, fight. First and foremost, if you can get out, do. Always try and escape or evacuate, even when others insist on staying.
Now, I'm not saying that this is not, it's obviously wisdom, but you know that.
Do we need a video for this?
Well,
do we need a video to run?
Yeah,
it is
the same thing, because remember in Aurora, in the theater right there, that they didn't know whether the violent movie was happening around them, if this shooting was real or not, you know, and it was all, and here they are. Now the government's using theatrics, you know, to be able to do that, and the violent aspect of it. And you understand, that fear will just produce more of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you need to do is arm America, according to the Constitution,
right.
Remind us. And this is the reason why they want to get rid of the Constitution, and what John was talking about yesterday in original intent was that if an armed people, a people who have their weapons that says that's constitutional, you can have, the government knows if they don't act right, then the people who actually allowed them to be in government can say, listen, y'all just step down. We appreciate y'all gave it a good shot. Y'all gave it a real good shot. But you've totally left the Constitution, so we're just going to replace this form of government with a different one.
Right.
And that's what it says. It's exactly what it says in the Constitution. And that's what the Declaration of Independence was about. And so with that, the only way you can defeat that is to create fear. And so the fear happens. All of a sudden, people start saying, you know what? Here's my gun. You know, here's my gun. You know, as if you can negotiate with evil. And at that point, when you're no longer armed as an American, when you're not exercising your constitutional right, the government no longer fears its people.
Mm.
It's that when the government needs to fear its people, the people do not need to fear its government. The whole purpose of the Constitution, that they wrote it in a way and laid out government in a way to make sure that never happened again, because prior to that, everybody feared government. Mm-hmm. Everybody feared government. But they didn't, and they didn't want that anyway. They wanted the government to fear the people, because this is a government by the people and for the people. And so when you're talking about the Second Amendment, it's not about just hunting. It's about protecting our rights. It's about if you were in that building and you were armed and this guy walks in with a shotgun and he's shooting your secretary or shooting your boss, you can pull out of your purse your little .380 right there. And and you can actually remove him from the face of the earth. You can eliminate his life. Because of him taking somebody else. You can save people. When you call a police officer and you're glad that he or she shows up with a gun, and that they protect you and sometimes have to take life or wound people to prevent life from being taken, well, you can do that too as an American. Mm-hmm. You got to do that in the context of your laws of your state and your city and all the things that are going on. But understand, constitutionally, you have the right to protect yourself and to defend yourself and to defend the life of others.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are doing this. You got to see this. This is available right now on the VFN Torch. You get to it at VFNTV.com. And it's just horrific what they put this out right after the Aurora situation in Colorado.
Wow. Amazing. Causing people to be fearful even more so and getting them all antsy. Mm-hmm. All for what? Because really the substance of the video had no real knowledge that the person doesn't already know. Hide, run, fight, you know, say that's fight or flight. We're gonna do that anyway. But you see the purposes behind the question I ask yourself is why? Why? Talking about wasting tax dollars. I mean, let's not even get started on that. But it's like we need to, like you just said, we need to protect our First Amendment rights.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.